Ramaphosa is looking to free his government from its corruption-tainted image. The ruling party's decision-making body has moved in to close a loophole in the step-aside rule, which still enabled those facing criminal charges to stand for office. Some call it a ploy to ban Ramaphosa's opponents from challenging him in December. But how does it impact the current political landscape? Political analyst Ribone Tau joins us with her analysis. Ribone, just let's actually take it back to how this loophole came to be overlooked to the point where we are now.
Good evening, Znat, and good evening to the viewers. I think one must start by saying, the step aside even document, no one has ever seen that document. You know, we just know that in the Constitution, Rule 2570 says your membership is suspended. Now, one wondered, how did they allow those who are affected by Rule 2570 to contest? Because when your membership is suspended, that means you can't participate in any activities of the organization and also in any processes of conference. I still don't understand how do those, especially in Mpumalanga, because this is where it started with Mandla Msibi, those National Executive Committee members who were there, how did they allow Mandla Msibi to be elected in the first place?
Yeah, and you know, talk to me then about the timing of this decision to actually close the loophole.
Well, I think also how they have approached it, for me, it's also still open, you know, because you must remember that you have Limpopo, which is supposed to have its provincial conference. You have the like of Denim Caesar, you know, who we know that currently in Limpopo, he's having a lot of support, you know, with the likes of Florence, who's the deputy chair to Stan Matabate, who have both been step aside or two on the issues around the VBS bank. Now that means that some people are going to say, but why is it that those who were elected a few weeks ago, the NEC did not nullify the election? Why is it that only us must be affected? So this can be taken to court. I think the ANC, NEC did not calculate that there might be those that will want to take this thing to court, because saying that there were those who were elected a few weeks ago, why is it that we can now be elected, you know? So this still, it does not save the ANC from its own challenges, because I think that they did not handle it very well, the National Executive Committee of the ANC, this matter.
So what you're saying basically is that there are questions around whether they can maintain consistency in implementing this rule, because now if you look back, Zandile Gumede and all the others that were recently elected to these positions. So there are questions around consistency, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That those, I'm making an example of Denim Caesar. We know that in Limpopo currently, when you speak to the members of the ANC, they can tell that it's got overwhelming support going to the provincial conference of the ANC. So the likes of Denim Caesar might take this thing to court, you know. So that's what I'm saying, that the ANC National Executive Committee should have had nullified those who were elected, you know, because that's what I said to you, Rule 2570 is clear. When 25.7 says your membership is suspended, what does that mean when they say your membership is temporarily suspended? Because Ismail Khashule has been clear that he can't take part in any programs of the organization. So that means also, this will mean that also for elections, you can't take part because your membership is suspended.
And I mean, what does this then do for Ramaphosa's hand in the party? Does it significantly shift the scale?
Not really. I mean, the battlefield is not in the National Executive Committee. You know, the battlefield is on the ground with branches. And some members, you know, might use this, you know, as an attack, you know, on their leaders, because the reality of the matter that you have branches in Limpopo who sees Denim Caesar as the next leadership of Limpopo. Now, if then they start going to the branches and say, but Denim Caesar is being attacked, you know, and play those sympathy politics, you know. So the reality of the matter is that this does not put Ramaphosa also in an advantage position, because the battlefield is now about who captures majority of the branches of the ANC going to the elective conferences. And as things stand, things are not looking good for Ramaphosa. So whether these people are told to step aside, they will have to also go to their drawing board, the other faction, where they will then say, we have to now restrategize our strategy and how we're going to fight this battle. Now, that will be the other faction that is not seen to be pro-President Ramaphosa.
I mean, really, this seems like it deepens the gap between the factions. And as you say, that the real battle is on the ground. Could we see then the opposing faction, Ramaphosa's opposing faction, with a coming with a comeback of any sort?
As things stand, I mean, going to this conference is not going to be an easy ride for President Ramaphosa. And by the way, he's the first president post-1991 conference who, when he goes for his second terms, he's facing so many problems. If you look at how President Mbeki, when he went for his second term, he was able to consolidate power. When you look at President Zuma, when he went for his second term, he was able to consolidate power. And President Ramaphosa is really failing to consolidate the power that he is not able to command his National Executive Committee, all provinces, all regions. So this really puts him in a very difficult position. So it makes his opponents a bit stronger. It's not going to be an easy one. And you must remember that they're going to the policy conference in June. And you must remember that the ANC has failed to hold its National General Council. So the policy conference is going to be very interesting. We're going to see how the battle lines are drawn. We're going to see in plenary how delegates will also want President Ramaphosa to account for a lot of things that have happened, whether in the state or within the party.
Yeah. And I mean, in this regard, then, what will it take to kind of remove the reputational damage of the ANC?
I think the ANC at this moment where it is, you know, it needs to look at how it recruits its membership within the party. It needs to look at, because they've got a document which they call Through the Eye of a Needle. I still say that that document is outdated. They use that document for election, and I don't think even members of the ANC understand even that document, majority of them, you know, or have even read that document. Because of, if you look at the ANC itself has admitted that they've got members within the party. So they have to really review the recruitment process, and I think they should do it at this conference. Then that will help. And also look at the criteria that when you are nominated, what are the qualities that you should have as a leader that enable you to accept that nomination?
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ribone. That was political analyst Ribone Dau.